Blog Talk Radio.
For the CIMC Music Show with your host, Jason Cuban.
Welcome to the show. This is Jason Cuban, your host, and this is the CIMC Music Show. Tonight's episode is Monochromatic Disorder. Band of Thieves have changed their name to Monochromatic Disorder. I'm sorry, let me try that again. Monochromatic Disorder. The reason behind the change and what's in the works down the road for the band will all be answered tonight. Join us as Arius Cuban of Monochromatic Disorder joins us in the studio. If you'd like to join in live on the air, you can call in at 626-213-5713. Again, 626-213-5713. Plus, we have some good music lined up for you, so make sure you tune in. This show is going to be going after the cutoff time, so you can tune in on demand by heading over to our radio page at www.blogtalkradio.com/CIMC. So with me tonight is Arius Cuban. Arius, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Jason. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, I want to welcome you back. I know you were on last episode, and we were talking about the Band of Thieves, the new punk band here in Harrisonburg, and you have changed the name. Let's first talk about why you changed the name.
We decided to change the name because we wanted something that fit the band. Because, I mean, Band of Thieves, it didn't, like, it had a good ring to it for a while, but it didn't really, like, it didn't relate to us. We wanted a name that related to all of us. And then we all, because we have some disorder, like we have a disorder of some kind that basically puts us to one specific thing as opposed to other people. For example, Jericho's colorblind. I think Dakota is also colorblind, well, color sensitive with red and green. And it's all like that. But we decided to all have something that kind of we could all relate to.
Okay. Now, I know that Band of Thieves, we were talking before the show, and you mentioned that Band of Thieves was actually a name that was coined by another band a while back. And so for that, amongst the other reasons you just listed, it felt like it was the right thing to do to change your name. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much, because we kind of heard that the Band of Thieves was already taken. We looked them up, and they've already released maybe an album or two. So not so smart of an idea to keep that when another band is working on that.
Yeah, and you know, it sucks because I don't mind telling my listeners this, but I helped choose that name. I was rather proud of it. But I guess if I can come up with a name like Band of Thieves, somebody more intelligent than I did already did in the past. So, c'est la vie. Let's talk about what you guys are working on right now. I know that you've recently picked up a drummer. Is that right?
Yes, I have. Well, yes, we have. My bad.
Okay, and tell us about the drummer. What's the drummer's name?
He prefers not to be released at the moment, since he seems to be a temporary drummer. Since he kind of has no tie with us, like we can't contact him that easy. So.
Okay, so the drummer's going to remain nameless, and you picked up Dakota Wine, which is the bass player, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, how's he working out with you guys? Are you collaborating well? I mean, is it good chemistry there?
Yeah, so far we've already gotten Jericho and Dakota. They've talked pretty much every day. We've already came up with a few concepts for songs and albums and stuff like that. So we have some good processes.
Oh, so you got the creative juices flowing then?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you plan on having any events in the near future where people can meet you guys and get to know more about the band?
That I'm not so sure about. That is pending for future, pending for future events, I might say.
Okay, all right. So nothing on the books yet. Well, that's all right. No problem there. What I'd like to do real quick is just do a couple of announcements and some shout-outs, and then we're going to continue with Arius Cuban here on the show with us tonight. The first announcement is Spot a Cop, a local member-driven real-time alert system, opened a new chapter in Southern Virginia. That's Lynchburg and the surrounding areas there along the south border of Virginia. That group has just opened up on Facebook. To give you a little bit of a background about Spot a Cop, the way this works is the members, they post the whereabouts of police checkpoints, speed traps, significant police activity, weather alerts, emergency traffic alerts, lost pets, stolen merchandise, stolen vehicles, amber alerts, pretty much anything that affects the community. Now, Spot a Cop needs your help. They're always looking for more admins to add to the staff there and help them run these various chapters, because they span from New York to Pennsylvania to Maryland, West Virginia, Virginia, Washington, D.C., and I believe there is also one in Arkansas. So they do need your help. If you'd like to be a member of Spot a Cop, or if you would like to start your own chapter, head on over to the Spot a Cop webpage at www.spotacop.net46.net. Click on the Join the Team link there, and you'll get information on how you can get with the admins. And there's also a link on there on how to start your own chapter. So check that out. Good stuff coming from Spot a Cop. The next thing I'd like to point out, TJ's Dermographics at 91 North Main Street here in Harrisonburg is your number one spot to go for tattoos, piercings, tattoo removals. They do all sorts of things. They even have a full-functioning museum of fine arts and operate the Jaws Foundation, a nonprofit organization that raises money to help pay for and provide student artists with the supplies they need, a workspace, and a venue where they can display and sell their artwork. So check them out. The number to reach them is 540-564-1671. Again, 540-564-1671. And you can check them out on the internet. Just go to tjsdermographics.net. I'm sorry, let me try it again. tjsdermographics.webege.com. That site just went up today, so check them out. Last but not least, want to point out that there is a new radio station here on Blog Talk Radio, which I'm happily a part of, and that is Real Talk with Richard, Jamie, and Jason. Jamie Potts joins us as a new co-host. That radio program is a talk show where we discuss politics, laws, amendments, and it's a brainchild of Richard Stratera, the founder of Stand Up For Your Rights on Facebook. So definitely look that up. It's blogtalkradio.com/realtalkr-j. Again, blogtalkradio.com/realtalkr-j. So when we come back, we're going to be with Arius, but for right now, here's a little bit of Brian Adams with Run to You on the CIMC Music Show. Thank you. Welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, this is Monochromatic Disorder. That's the name of the episode. It's the name of the new punk band that was commonly referred to as the Band of Thieves. And joining me tonight is Arius Cuban, one of the co-founders of the band, and he's answering questions. If you want to call in and be on the show, the number to dial in is 626-213-5713. I want to take a moment to give you a special notice here. Earl Hamner Jr., also known as John Boy of the Waltons. He is the creator of the Waltons, and he dies today at age 92. He is also the creator of the show Falcon Crest and appeared in he wrote 8 episodes of Rod Serling's fabled anthology series, The Twilight Zone. He passed away at 12:20 p.m. From cancer at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Los Angeles, according to a post written by one of his children on his Facebook page. He goes on to say, "I'm very sorry to be the bearer of sad news. My father, Earl Hamner, passed away today at about 12:20 p.m. Pacific time. Dad died peacefully in his sleep at Cedars-Sinai Hospital. He was surrounded by family, and we were playing his favorite music, John Denver's Rocky Mountain Collection. Dad took his last breath halfway through Rocky Mountain High. I am sure many of you know Dad was ill, but his amazing tenacity and fight masked how seriously ill he has been over the last year and a half." So prayers out to the families, and we lost another great today, well, yesterday. So just going to take a brief moment of silence in memory of Earl Hamner Jr. All right, so joining me tonight in the studio is co-founder of the band Monochromatic Disorder, and we were talking about why the name change. For those who just tuned in, Arius, do you mind, again, just telling the listeners about why you guys decided to change the name?
I do not mind at all, Jason. We decided to change the name because we wanted a name that fit all of us, not just one person. And I'm not even sure the Band of Thieves actually fit one person either, so...
Oh, that works, that works. Well, tell me, we have some time here in the show. Give me some thoughts. What's on your mind tonight?
Nothing much. Not really anything. How about you, Jason?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things on my mind. We did a show last night over on the other station there, the Real Talk with Richard and Jason, and we had a guest caller. Sergeant Georgia. I don't know that that's going to be his real name, although it might have been. He's a retired police officer from Cook County, Chicago, and the man made that whole show just come together. He answered a lot of questions about our Second Amendment gun rights and gave his own perspectives and even explained what an assault rifle definition was versus like your common full automatic weapon. So that was pretty good. So I know he's not listening to this, but you guys got to check out Real Talk with Richard and Jason. We actually are changing that name, too. It's going to be Real Talk with Richard, Jamie, and Jason. Jamie Potts joins us as a co-host. So would like to have you, Arius, come on sometime because I know you're quite the political buff. You're 14, but you seem to be in tune. Who do you got for this year's presidential candidate?
I would have to say Bernie, considering the fact that I've always been fascinated with how democratic socialism would work. Because to me, it seems like it would function very well.
Okay, now, it seems like, since we're talking about the Democratic ticket, the front runner obviously is the infamous she-devil, as I like to call her, Hillary. What's your thoughts on Hillary Clinton?
I don't know what's more poisonous, her pop music.
Oh, yeah, well, I often think of her and Kanye West in the same trashy genre, for that matter.
Come on, man. You shouldn't say that. I mean, yeah, they're both heinously horrible, but seriously, you're offending Kanye West when you say that.
I don't think Kanye West can be offended. I think he's about as low as he can get. Well, you know, he's not even a worry in my eyes.
No, you know how low he is? $53 million in debt.
Oh, yeah. That's some serious mismanaging of money there. So let's talk about Trump. Man, Trump, this guy, I understand you have some new information about Trump's real family name.
Yes, it was actually Trumpf.
Trumpf?
Yes, it's it's automatopoeic. I mean, it's the sound of a morbidly obese pigeon flying into the window of a foreclosed Gap.
Okay, spell it for us.
D-R-U-M-P-F.
Drumpf. What a sound. Oh, that's great. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk more with Arius Cuban from Monochromatic Disorder. And, again, if you want to call in and be on the show, there's still some time left. The number is 626-213-5713. We'll be right back with more CIMC Music Show. Don't go anywhere because we're just getting started. Welcome back to the show. This is Jason Cuban, your host, and this is the CIMC Music Show. With me is Arius Cuban, co-founder of the band Monochromatic Disorder. Arius, what's in the news today?
Well, folks, the plane known as the original Air Force One is in Bridgewater tonight, and that is where it will stay for the foreseeable future as it is restored to its original glory for the community. And I'm not going to lie, that gives Bridgewater, or pretty much any other city in the Shenandoah Valley, some bragging rights. We'll be able to say, ha, we have the first Air Force One in our community. What do you have?
Right on, right on. Now, saw some videos of it flying over Harrisonburg on its way to Bridgewater. One of our associates, Jake Too Tall, what's his last name? Oh, I can't remember. Jake Too Tall. We'll just call him that. Anybody around Harrisonburg knows who I'm talking about. This guy is, he's probably about a good 7 foot tall. Anyway, Jake said he got out there to the airstrip at 8 a.m. waiting to see the plane come in, and I guess he said around noon they started talking about it may not land there due to wind conditions, and it was going to land in Shenandoah Valley Airport, and needless to say, he was a little bit disappointed, but everything prevailed, and the plane touched down in Bridgewater, so good stuff there. And I got to tell you, it's extremely loud and enormous. It's you have to see it for it to do justice. WHSV.com, as much as I hate to promote that news agency, they have a picture of it there up on their website there. You can check that out. They have a little bit of a story there about it as well. But, yeah. Good stuff coming out of Bridgewater.
Jason, why is it that you don't like promoting WHSV?
I don't like promoting WHSV pretty much the same reason why I don't like to promote any local news stations, because I have a problem with posting people on mainstream media before they're convicted of crimes. Some of the listeners might remember I was recently featured on WHSV. I was indicted for a crime that I did not commit, and rather than allow innocence to be precedent or to be primary over proven guilty, they went ahead and just put me out there, put my face on the news. I hadn't done anything wrong, and the problem I'm having with that is that it cost me two jobs, a home, it cost me all of my clients, and brought a lot of disrespect and a lot of shame to my family, and I hadn't even yet had a single day in court. But the news is very quick to talk bad about you and to air your dirty laundry, and they don't want to talk about things that are good about you in the same story.
If you look at it, what has made more headlines, bad events or good events?
Well, let's put it like this. I was in the news for founding the first world's first online gaming community. Online charity gaming community. I was on the news for the 2012 Veterans Tribute Show downtown. Was in the news for our public service announcement that we were creating with Innovative Studios and Monstar. And, you know, they didn't mention anything about the Granny's Christmas Closet charity, the PCs for Needy Families charity. None of that stuff that I did for the community was mentioned in there, only bad things. So, again, I don't have any use for media to begin with, because they twist stories around to fit their own agenda, and they don't care who they're hurting in the process. So,
media for you.
Say again?
That's the media for you.
Oh, absolutely. So here's a big F you to WHSV and all the other news agencies out there that no longer operate with any dignity. Plus, you can't trust anything they say. They can't get anything right. I mean, remember back when your brother was killed and they ran the news stories and they couldn't even get the details right?
Fair enough.
Okay, so check and mate there. Screw WHSV, although I do want to say that I appreciated George Hirschman, who just recently retired. He did, him and Channing Frampton both said positive things about me and reminded the community that, you know, innocent until proven guilty. So they're excluded from the big FU.
Fair enough.
Well, we're running out of time here tonight. I just want to thank Arius. Thanks for being on the show tonight, and thanks for answering those questions about monochromatic disorder.
You are welcome, Jason. Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome, and we are going to have you back. Before we sign off, I want to let everybody know, check out my new radio station at blogtalkradio.com/realtalkwithrichardandjason. Actually, I gave you the wrong thing. It's blogtalkradio.com /realtalkr-j, and it's Real Talk with Richard and Jason, and we're going to be welcoming Jamie Potts as one of our regular co-hosts, so the name's going to change, but yeah, check that out. It's Political Talk Radio, and we'd love to have you there. Tune in. We're doing a show tomorrow night on child support laws and how they're adversely affecting the community. So we'll see you there. Thanks for tuning in. This has been another episode of the Controlling Interest Music Company's CIMC Music Show.